as a Virgo, we don't have a problem with Monday because we get to get back to work. Let's get it. Get her done.
Oh, banks. Oh, thanks for telling me.
That means I'm off today. I can't do no work today because the banks are closed, huh? All right, that makes it even better. happy MLK Day to everybody out there. Everybody celebrating Martin Luther the King. What was that? Coming to America, when they was arguing in the barbershop, and he said, Martin Luther the King. Which is interesting because, look right here, Pisces. There's a lot of stuff going on. And Pisces is about dreams and illusions. And on this MLK Day, I wonder what he would think about his dream. How does his dream look like now? As the North Node is at the 29th critical degree in Pisces, right here. And then we have Venus still conjunct Saturn. It's in a separating, it's still within the 3-degree engagement, right? So I know officially Aquarius season starts the 21st, but actually Aquarius season started yesterday. So yesterday, if you look, yesterday the 19th at 3:00, 2:30 my time, 3:00 around there, the sun was already at 0 degrees. The sun was at 0 degrees Aquarius yesterday, which 0 degrees is called the cusp. What's a cusp? Cusp is the blending of two energies. So babies born yesterday and today, they got a little bit of Capricorn, they got a little bit of Aquarius, right? And as you could see, we're officially in Aquarius season. And you could see tomorrow, well, we all know there's a big day for the country, America. Someone is being reseated into a position that he once had, right? Which is interesting because that guy has Gemini energy. Jupiter, the planet of growth and expansion, is retrograde in Gemini. Retrograde means review, return, and all of that, all right? So then tomorrow, on Tuesday, as you can see right here, the sun will be with Pluto, conjunct Pluto. Conjunction is a blending of energy. And what would this blending of energy, sun energy and Pluto energy, be? What's it look like? So what's the sun? To figure that out, you got to figure out, think about each item, sun and Pluto, individually. So the sun is about your will, your life force, your purpose. Some would say your ego, your essence. And what is Pluto about? Transformation, power, struggle, intensity, wisdom. But we also must remember that before a transformation takes place, destruction and death has to occur. Something has to be destroyed for something to be rebuilt, right? So what would blending these energies of the sun and Pluto be like? Oh, I forgot to say Pluto could be darkness, shadow. Which brings the sun and Pluto coming together would be the ego facing the shadow, transforming the ego. Pluto is Hades and the Lord of the underground. And what's underground mean? Things that's buried. And why do people bury things? other than bodies, you know. Think of buried treasure. They hide them. The hidden self. The importance of power. Your connection to taboos. The drive to dominate. But on the positive side, it's about repairing what's broken. Being shown the level of your power. Daring to be yourself. What is Aquarius? So, Aquarius is, well, first off, it's the fixed sign. Aquarius is the beginning of winter. It's the middle of, Aquarius is the middle of winter. That's why it's fixed. All fixed signs are the middle of each season. So we just entered the middle of winter. And it's fixed because it has to hold this coldness as we are expecting a winter blast. Aquarius is also an air sign. Air is masculine. Fire and air signs are masculine energy. Masculine energy is about speed. Masculine likes to move fast. Feminine, slower. There's other thing, differences between masculine and feminine. It has nothing to do with sex. Aquarius is scientific. Aquarius is innovative. Aquarius is unique. Aquarius is freedom loving. You may ask yourself, how does all of that go under one energy expression? That sounds like some different, yeah. Aquarius could be that person who looks odd, but they are the brain of the whole operation. Aquarius is connected to the 11th house, which is friends and groups and technology, dreams, wishes, right? All of that goes into this time period with this sun meeting Pluto in Aquarius. Now, you have to ask yourself, where does Aquarius fall in my chart? Now you got to make it personal. Where is this death and transformation happening for you personally? What I'm talking about goes for everybody. I'm pretty much a astrological weatherman. I'm giving you the astrology weather. It's up to you to grab your raincoat and put on your galoshes, or you just might want to walk in the rain and get wet. Or in this time of year, grab your coat, get your hat, get your coat, get your scarf, grab your gloves, or not. Go out there and be cold as a mug if you want to. Right? Because, and be honest with you, that's Aquarius energy too. I'm going to do what I want to. You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to make up my own mind. But has making up your own mind and having that stance, has that backfired on you at times? is this a time that you change or a transformation of perspective when it comes to that Aquarius area in your chart? Is there a change and a transformation that needs to go on? Right? Only you know. What's some Aquarius words? Key words for Aquarius. Let's see. Reforming, progressive, people-oriented, friendly, unconventional, unorthodox, On the negative side, they can be disorganized, undisciplined, unreasonable, very opinionated, unpredictable, erratic, detached, aloof, right? So we got the sun. Hey, let's not forget the condition of the sun in Aquarius is in detriment. So the sun in detriment in Aquarius, hitting Pluto, planet of death and regeneration, transformation. And again, like I was saying earlier, where does Aquarius fall in your chart? This is going on in your chart. Also, this week, we're starting off the week with the moon in Libra. Today, the moon will finish out Libra. It'll go through, spend a couple of days in Aquarius. By Friday, Saturday morning, it's going to be hitting Sagittarius. So the moon is, where is Libra, Scorpio? Libra and Scorpio for the most part, because the moon's going to be in that part of your chart this week. Where's Libra and Scorpio for you? So the moon's going to, it's starting off in Libra. Watch this. Starting off in Libra. Tomorrow, by 12 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern Standard Time, it should be in Scorpio. Spend Tuesday, Wednesday, a little bit of Thursday, the moon going to be in Scorpio. So for me, Scorpio is my sixth house. I don't know where Scorpio is for y'all in y'all chart down there. And then by Friday, it's going to be getting to Sagittarius. So Libra, Scorpio, and then hitting Sagittarius. Where is that in your chart? So we're kicking off Aquarius season. Like I said, here is the Sun Pluto conjunction tomorrow, Tuesday. If y'all really want to know, let's see. The exact meeting, minute and all, would be Tuesday morning, bright and early Tuesday morning, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m. Eastern time, 6 a.m., that would be 7 a.m., 7 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Central time will be the exact meeting of Sun, Pluto, and Aquarius. Where's Aquarius for you? Death and regeneration there. Now, what else is going on this week? By the way, what else is going on the week? Even though the sun is, we're going to have to deal with the sun going into Aquarius. To me, the big player of the week this week is Mercury. Mercury is the big player of the week. Why am I saying Mercury is the big player of the week? Because Mercury is on the move. Mercury on Monday. Which is today. Yesterday, Sunday, Mercury was in a sextile with Venus at 17 degrees. It was from Capricorn to Pisces. right? And then Mercury, what I find interesting is on Tuesday when the Sun and Pluto are conjunct, Mercury is going to be in Capricorn square Chiron, the wounded healer. Chiron in Aries, Mercury in Capricorn. Mercury will be at 19 degrees. Chiron will be at 19 degrees Aries, creating a square. Mercury is also currently square the moon. The moon is emotions. Mercury, the mind. Mercury in Capricorn, which I also find interesting. The moon in Libra, emotions in relationships. Capricorn, old government, connection to government. And we are sitting up, people are sitting up listening and watching this government exchange, and they having feeling some type of way about it, talking about how they feel about this relationship with Sun and Pluto, power or lack thereof, right? So Mercury is like I said, it's sextile that Venus yesterday, that Venus coming off a conjunction with Saturn. Then on Thursday, Mercury will trine Uranus in Capricorn. And 2 days later, on the 25th, Mercury will come into an opposition with a retrograding Mars. That's why I said Mercury is the big player this week. Mercury's on the move this week and is gonna be making some connections. And I find it interesting that it's in Capricorn. Capricorn, like I said, represents government, structure, chain of command, but that's not it. What else do I find interesting about this week is, you know how I just said Mercury is going to trine Uranus at 23 degrees? Well, I find it interesting that at that same time, from Tuesday through Thursday, retrograding Mars is going to sextile that same retrograding Uranus. Mars at 23 degrees Cancer. Uranus at 23 degrees Taurus. Water to Earth. While Mercury is going to be in opposition. Mercury, opposition, tug of war with that retrograding Mars and Cancer, and trying that Uranus. Uranus happens to be unexpected, shocking. Mars likes the aggression, cut and sever. Mars and Cancer, protecting of the family. Uranus in Taurus values what we value. Money. And on Thursday, might I add this part? Let's throw the moon in on that same day on Thursday, being in opposition, because the moon will be going through Scorpio. I told y'all earlier this week. So that moon will also be in opposition to that Uranus, and while sextiling that Mercury. Thursday is going to be an interesting day. Looks like what is Mercury in Capricorn? Mercury in Capricorn is the disciplined mind. Mercury in Capricorn is about high standards. Mercury in Capricorn is also about thinking through things. Mercury in Capricorn is business minded. Mercury in Capricorn is staying on task. Mercury in Capricorn is about manifesting. You know what else I find interesting? Mercury in Capricorn, right? So what sign did it just follow? Mercury was just in Sagittarius, and Mercury's in detriment in Sagittarius. And it goes from being, Mercury goes from being in detriment, right, to into Capricorn about being focused and all of that, business-minded, staying on task. Yeah, but what is Sagittarius about? Sagittarius is about beliefs and optimism. And so after coming out of detrimental situations, can you regain your belief and optimistic view on life and stay focused? So let's backtrack to Mercury. Mercury will square Chiron. Mercury is about thoughts and communication. Chiron is wounded, so there could be words that were said that hurt. Maybe you were the one dishing them out, or you could have been the one receiving them from an authority figure. Why did I say authority? Because of Capricorn, Mercury being in Capricorn. Capricorn can point to authority figures. I also said Mercury will be trying to Uranus. Mercury is thoughts, communication. Uranus could be innovative. So you got new ideas. You could be finding solutions to old problems. Solutions to old problems. Uranus doesn't like, it could be erratic. So it could be about breaking out of old routines and breaking out of old habits, getting in touch with technology. Also, Uranus is, it could be stimulating conversations, right? I also said Mars is Mercury will be in opposition to Mars. The Mercury-Mars opposition is the energy of assertive communication, quick thinking. Mercury, it could be a competitive mind. Yes, on the negative side, it could bring up arguments. But it's also confronting rivalries, putting things in action, being mentally determined, throwing insults. Arguments, especially this week, arguments over hot Mars topics, probably with family members, Cancer. Here's one. Making plans and acting on them swiftly. Ooh, you might like this one. You may have a flash, Uranus, of a genius thought, Mercury. Now, think about this, because I did say this Mercury, while Mercury is going to be in opposition to this Mars, Mars is going to be sextiling Uranus at the same time. So it could be seeking new experiences, breaking out of an old rut. It could also be having a new point of view, new perspective on things, new perspective on life. Making changes to introduce excitement in your life. Now, if we look at the moon going through Libra in relationships, balanced relationships or lack thereof, then it's going to be in Scorpio, deep bonded relationships, trust or lack thereof trust, and then it's going to end up in the sign of faith. And so I really think this week is going to be testing or things with the mind and thoughts. How we think, what we think, how we view the world, your perspective on the world. Now, if I bring all this energy, if I think about that and look at all this energy in Pisces, we got the Saturn, we got three planets in Pisces with the North Node at 29 degrees, the critical degree of, you know, all you see in the world, mentally, is your view of the world reality-based? Can you see through the smoke and mirrors? Hey, some may be in shock and awed at the changes and transformations that's going on. Sitting up here in disbelief. I can't believe it. How dare it go on? How will I get up tomorrow? Oh, I didn't even look at this and add this, but hell, we're almost within an hour away. We're almost an hour away from the moon being in opposition to Chiron. The moon at 18 degrees, Chiron at 19 degrees. With all that being said, happy weathering through this week. Some are being hit with an Arctic blast. Yeah, hopefully I'll get through the week. You know, I end this. Know thyself, balance your energy.